systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jamhole, today is a Friday, August 6th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
My name is Matt. What's up, everybody? This is episode 384 of the Friday Night Show, of course. 406-204-4687, that's the number to call if you want to say hi live, or thejamhole.com/live. That's where you should be watching these at, chat in the Ustream chat room there, and all that good stuff. Welcome back, baby. What's up?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Are you getting better?
I hope so.
Did you have like a flu or something?
Something like that. It just kind of
internal viral infection that
kind of floored me for a little bit.
Put your dick in the dirt.
Yeah, didn't really want to leave the house. So
MDS says, since it's just me, how about some titties?
Yeah, no.
Yay. So yeah, this is awesome. It's good to have you back.
Yeah,
I missed
sorry.
You.
I was sick.
I missed the fuck out of you.
I don't normally miss shows. So, you know, I just wasn't doing very good, and Sean told me he'd cover for me, so I was like, all right, man, you know, you just please do this for me.
Yeah, and like, he wasn't planning on doing this show, and I was like, well, I'll do it myself, but it'd be cool if you could.
Well, I told you, I was like, if Sean can't do it, I'm like, yeah, I will come up.
I would have just done it by myself, though, because you were still pretty sick, and...
Well,
I'm glad you're getting better.
Still kind of iffy, but...
Did you hear Wednesday's episode?
No, I did not.
So, it was kind of... The live show kind of started out like this, like one person watching live.
Yeah.
And usually when there's just two people doing the podcast, I turn on mics 1, 2, and 4. Four is the music and the live feed. Mine
right.
is 1, yours is 2. Sean's a dipshit, and he won't sit there. He sits in his spot.
Why?
So he uses that mic. So for about the first 6 minutes of the show, his mic was not on. And it wasn't until Amesby...
Are you serious?
Amesby was like, so do you guys want to turn on Sean's mic? And we just both start cracking up. I was like, God damn it.
What a retard.
Well, it was my fault. I should have been paying... I was on autopilot. Like,
why
I was
didn't
like,
he just
1, 2, 4.
Here?
1, 2... He never does. He's like, that's her spot, so I have to, like, turn the camera, and then, you know...
I didn't, like, pee on it to mark
my
territory.
I know.
Come on.
It's not like there's AIDS all over it or something.
No,
he's
dude.
Just weird about it. And so I have to, like, run over there, hit record, run back here, hit record, hit the fucking intro.
That's retarded.
And then, at the end of the show, I stop it, and then I run over there and stop. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. So, Sean.
God, Sean.
You fucking dumb fuck.
The F.
MDS says, that was a sad show on Wednesday.
What? Sounds like
what
it.
What was so sad about it? Just
I don't show up and
you
shit just
there.
Falls apart?
I know.
Jesus, man.
I was like, you know what, Sean? Honestly, 383 episodes it was on Wednesday, and I have never... ever done something. I was embarrassed. I have never
yeah?
done something like that. And usually, you know, most podcasters wear headphones, so they hear their levels, they hear
yeah.
exactly. So if I would have been wearing headphones, I would have noticed
known.
That I wasn't hearing Sean. It was pretty amusing, but
oh god, you didn't even do a mic check or anything?
No. I don't
God.
Know. I had nothing written down. I was like, dude, we're outside smoking. I was like, dude, I have absolutely nothing to talk about. He's like, me neither. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a great show.
Right.
But yeah, it ended up being all right. He's very amusing, especially when he gets drunk. We were going to start going through his phone and randomly calling his
bitches.
Women, his bitches.
Bitches.
But yeah, it was fun, so... Yeah, and I heard earlier Ustream was having some server problems. MDS just said, this is way choppy as balls. I can't take it. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, if it's being choppy, it's Ustream's fault. I don't know what to tell you. I don't. Until we get rich enough to have our own media server, you know, we just got to deal with what we got. So, sorry, guys.
That would be so cool.
No, that would be. Like, if we get to the size of, like, Leo Laporte and the Twit Network having, like, fucking 20 shows under his empire and, like,
yeah,
his own fucking dedicated fiber line and his all that shit, like, then, you know, then you can yell at me when the shit's all fucked. But as of right now, email Ustream. Write a fucking letter. So, Big Mouths is finally back. I caught their episode, and I gotta say,
I haven't heard it yet. So,
well, I talked to him personally. Like, I called him, and he called me, and we talked about it because I had broken up with you, and they broke up, and all that. And he was really adamant about me not saying anything about the breakup or anything like that. And I understood that. Because I assumed that was what their show was going to be. Like, they were going to talk all about it.
Right.
They start getting into it a little bit, and it... I don't know if this was Josh just fucking around, but he almost started crying, I think.
He probably wasn't fucking around, man.
And
that's some hurtful shit.
It is. It's very hurtful, but it's been like a month.
So? I was still torn up over a month.
Were you?
Yeah.
Huh. All
and
right.
That dude, come on, did no, you I not know. See me?
I know. We were both pretty effed. You more so than me.
I was way effed.
I got practice dumped 3 times, though. I had practice. You just were like, I'm out. But you know what? We learned from that. And what did we learn? Okay. So we didn't learn anything from that. Anyway.
Learned that we were basically made for each other.
That's right.
There's no one else out there as awesome as
we learned that I guess we were made for each other. And I guess, God, I guess we'll be together.
No, there's no one else out there awesome as us.
There's not. And the only way we can break up is if you stop doing the show, because I cannot see you 3 days a week and not feel anything. Like, I can't do it. I was hiding it as best as I could.
I was
but
not
inside,
hiding it.
Inside, dude, I was fucking raging and throwing up and killing myself.
See, I was doing
time.
That on the outside.
Right. I can't. I have to keep that shit inside. I can't let that out, so.
Yeah, I was going outside and hurling over the balcony, like, every time. And
yeah,
getting in my car and crying myself all the way home.
I was puking inside. On the inside.
No.
But everything cool? You still love me? We're
still
boyfriend, girlfriend, and all that?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Awesome. That's good.
No other girls. Sorry, bitches.
Sorry.
He's mine.
Honeys.
I told y'all.
No, I'm really
sorry.
Tell
y'all.
God, I miss you.
No. What'd I tell y'all?
I know.
What did I tell y'all?
I win, yeah. Yeah
I win.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be the last one.
Thank
Boom.
You. Thank
Done.
You. Okay.
Boom.
Boom
stick. Boom.
So, September, so that's all, I was just kind of disappointed that they didn't really talk about
I
that
noticed,
much.
I noticed your bitches don't watch anymore.
Huh? Yeah, no, I know. We lost like 3 listeners when me and you got back together.
Yep. I guess so I can't have his dick anymore.
So
I can't watch that show.
The show's only funny when we're fucking.
I guess.
I only love you when we're fucking.
It's like those bitches
good.
That tell you your rap is awesome because they want your cock, and then
I know.
When you're not getting it, they're like, you suck.
I don't get that. It's like
I don't
when
like
we're,
you no more.
I'm not rapping while we're fucking. Like, I don't. What does it matter? It's not like I'm in there like pounding some twat, like busting rhymes and shit.
You know, whatever. Fuck
yeah. But yeah, that's. I just wanted to finish that up. Their breakup episode, they didn't really spend much time on it at all.
Probably
like, I
heard
was
him, dude.
Yeah, no, well, I think that's what happened, is he thought he would be okay. And he started talking about it, and
he
Joe,
was not okay.
Joe was like, I was hoping to see some wet cheeks, like getting him to cry and shit. And yeah, they just moved on, and that was it. So they are. I'm kind of disappointed. They're only going to do shows once a week for a while until Josh gets his living arrangement situated and all that. So
is he moving out?
He, from what I understand, she moved out, and he, because where they were living, that's his mom's house.
Oh,
you guys knew that, right? I mean, I don't mean to blow up your spot, bro.
No, I didn't know that.
But yeah, that's he. I mean, it's a separate it's connected to the house, but the whole downstairs is his, right? So, he's living there still, and she moved out, and now he's looking for, like, a cheap one-bedroom or something, so...
Why don't you just stay at his mom's house?
I know, because his mom charges him rent.
Oh.
And she's fucking, yeah, dude.
Oh.
She don't let that shit slide. He told me that when he called me when they first broke up. He was like, and even my mom is being a bitch about it. She said I can live here for 1 month rent-free, and then I got to get the fuck out. I was like, wow. Dude.
That's Damn. Not,
I mean, I understand, like, wanting your birds, your little birdies to fly away and start their own nest, but...
That's harsh.
Damn, bitch, we were together for 9 years, and I'm broken up. He's like, she's like, get the fuck out or pay rent, nigga.
I give you a month and you're done.
Yeah, it was so bad. No break, no deals. You pay the same as what you were paying when she was there. I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
I want to meet her.
Damn.
She sounds awesome. So I am glad they're back, though, even just doing shows once a week. You guys got the Big Mouse once a week. You got the Hot Box twice a week. You got the fucking Jam Hole 3 motherfucking days a week. We're doing it.
It's a lot of shit.
So, September 25th, I'm going to keep talking about this. I am very impressed with the Facebook RSVP list.
Oh, yeah?
We have like 14 or 15 people for sure coming.
Okay.
And then about 60 people maybe coming, which
oh,
is like, whoa.
Whoa.
And then like 100 and something not coming and whatever. But... So,
wow.
I want to say we're not, me and Sandy from the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com, we're not going to Hempfest this year. She doesn't have the money. I probably don't have the money either. So, what this means, though, this is a good thing. I have 2 days of vacation left, which means I can do camping with you guys this time and not just go out for the day and then have to come back and go to work. I can actually, we'll do a fucking camping trip this year. So,
okay.
The plan is... September 25th is Saturday. That's the live show. That night, Saturday night, about 10 p.m., we'll start the live show. Episode 404, not found in the 406. It's our second annual live audience party. So that's going to be Saturday, September 25th. For sure, this is happening. We have the place.
Yes.
We have the speaker. We have everything. We are all systems
golden.
Go. So Friday and Thursday... September 23rd and 24th, I think that's when we're going to do the camping trip. So,
all right.
If you guys get down here, I know Red Fox is coming. I talked to AK Jeremy. He's trying to get down here. Get down. You don't have to stay the whole week because, like I said, I'll be working. If you guys want to come September 18th, the Saturday before, is the Hot Box Roach Market. So if you guys are into weed, I don't know if you guys can, you know, spend a whole week here. You're more than welcome to. It's a great place. Lots of fun shit to do. Outdoorsy kind of stuff, you know. It is Montana, Kalispell, Montana, the Flathead Valley. Lakes, mountains, streams, deers, goats, all that shit. Bears, all sorts of stuff. So if you want to come... For September 18th, that's a Saturday, that's going to be the all-day Hot Box Roach Market. That's the festival. We're doing a live podcast there. Me and Sean are going to do some live hip-hop. We got another band coming. We got vendors for food and people with booths selling their wares. It's going to be a great time. So if you can make
dude,
it up,
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. There's a lot of people looking like they're going to come to that. So,
oh, yeah.
If you guys can make it down for that, that'd be cool. If not... Try and get down here Wednesday at the latest. I mean, definitely, I think Red Fox is staying all week. AK Jeremy's going to try and stay all week. And we'll do what we did last year. We can put up a couple of you guys here with us. Braden is, I think Red Fox is going to stay with him. Hotels are pretty cheap. And yeah, we'll be camping. So, you know,
yeah.
Just get here. We'll take care of the transportation as best we can. We're not like other podcasts where it's like, you know, we're old and professional and you, this is what's going on and we're not going to talk to you or do anything until the actual event. Like, we'll be hanging out all week.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You guys come to work with me if you want. I don't give a fuck. So, yeah, so do that. And here's a number I want you guys to have, 406-848-1739. That will go to my cell phone. That's my Google Voice number. Jeremy, AK Jeremy, was texting me last night. He had some questions about lodging and what train station to come into, all that. So if you guys need info, definitely send me a text message. 406-848-1SEX is 1739. 739 spells S-E-X. So anyway, easy way to remember it. Feel free to text me. Don't call me because I'm probably not going to answer it because I'm busy, but I will text you back. If you have any questions, what train station? You probably want to go into the Whitefish, Montana train station. You're flying into FCA. It's Glacier Park International Airport. The call sign is FCA. And yeah, other than that, the Comfort Inn, is that what the hotel's called now?
Yeah.
There's a hotel attached to the venue. It's at Anna's Italian Grill, same place we did at last year. Thejamhole.com/250. You can watch the trailer from our last year's live show. It was a great time. Huge thanks to everyone that came out and made that happen. The hotel there will work with us. They're cool. We'll be partying at the restaurant all fucking night and most of the morning. So it'll be a blast, definitely.
Hell yeah, dude. We've got some surprises in store for everybody, too. So you guys are going to be...
Definitely.
Have some fun.
You're not going to want to miss this one.
No.
Or the next one, but most definitely this one.
This one's going to be pretty epic.
So like I said, if you guys have any questions, you can always email info@thejamhole.com or text me personally, 406-848-1739. Put that shit in your phones and text me, say hi if you have any questions about where to stay, anything like that. Get a hold of me. I have no problem talking to you guys personally. We're cool like that. So that's that.
Are we gonna do a map like we did last year?
I think we're gonna use the same map.
Okay.
I'll add some new things to it and I'll put up the camping, like I said, September 23rd and 24th. That's Thursday, Friday. We'll be camping, and then Saturday will be the live show, and then Sunday, get the fuck out of my town.
All right. Sounds all good. Right.
And, there's a lot of fun stuff, like I said, to do here and all that. So definitely get your tickets. This is going to be epic. So what were you saying?
Nothing.
So, and then, yeah, like I was saying, if you want to stay for the whole week, try and get down before Saturday, September 18th, and you can come hang out at the Roach Market and watch a live hotbox show. And yay, like what we did last year, any of you guys that come in from out of state for this show, we're doing podcasts Monday and Wednesday. We're not going to do a podcast Friday, obviously, because we'll be camping. The Friday show will be Saturday, the live show. So, whenever you guys come in from out of town, you're always welcome to come and podcast from the studio, from where we live, you know, all that. So it's cool. You guys are welcome in our house. You guys are welcome to hang out. We
fuck
like you.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Good party hardy.
So.
And bring drugs.
That's right. Or
please
bring money and we'll get some here.
Bring the legal me gifts.
Ones. The legal ones.
Bring me gifts.
And you can send things to thejamhole.com/POBOX. There's an address there. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. So, moving on. You know how, you know who Wyclef Jean is?
Yes.
The Fugees.
Yes.
He'll be gone till November. He'll be that guy.
The Fugees? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but he did his own stuff,
ready
too.
Ready or not. Here I come, you can't hide.
Anyway.
Gonna find.
Wyclef Jean is going to run for president of Haiti.
What?
I know. That's what I said. What? Hey, I know you're black and they're black. Like, have you ever been to Haiti? It's a...
Why do you want to be a president of Haiti?
What? I know. And, I mean, you can have it. And I get the Fugees was the refugee, like that whole thing, and Haiti's full of refugees. Maybe starting a new band. I don't know. But that seemed weird that, like, okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, we have an actor, he's a governor. Jesse Ventura, we have a wrestler that's a fucking mayor.
Right.
Why do
we're all trying to be serious now. This, like, I want to grow up and be
okay,
something.
So I want Wyclef Jean, president of Haiti, and I want Lady Gaga, queen of England. Okay? Like, that seems so weird. Like, you're a musician. Make music. What are you going to do to Haiti except take all of your money that you've made and try to make it better? But, like...
And totally fail.
Haiti's a shithole, bro. What the fuck? Wyclef Jean, the Grammy-winning hip-hop star, is running for the presidency of Haiti. Haiti is scheduled to vote on a new president on November 28th. Jean has long been socially active, and he took a prominent role in raising relief money after the Haitian earthquake back in January. His charity, the Yele Haiti Foundation, came under fire after critics accused him of misusing funds from the organization. Of course, he denied the charges and pledged to be more vigilant. He has a global fan base and is reportedly very popular among young people in Haiti. Many political observers predict that his campaign will enjoy strong support from younger voters. Well, are you going to vote for Wyclef Jean of the Fugees or some other dude? Like, you're going to win because of who you are. You might not know dick about running a country, and granted...
But they're like, we like his music.
It's not going to get any worse. I mean, honestly, let him. Like, do, what are you going to, you know?
It's Haiti. Come on.
It's not, what's the worst? Let's do risk management. What is the worst that can happen? You'll get killed for blood diamonds or something, you know? Like, nothing, I don't know. So, the Wall Street Journal here asked him, you know, you've decided to run for president of Haiti. He says, yes, the decision is made. They ask him, why did you decide that Haiti would be best served by you running? And he says, Jamon, my whole country, my whole life since I was a kid, let him say, the country has had political turmoil, boy. Because are you going to write a song about it? Like, I don't, how are you going to fix that? The reason why is that there's never been one person who can unite all parties and get them to work together. Maybe we should have elected him instead of Obama.
Maybe. You don't know.
And Haiti has a history of coup d'etats. After January 12th, I felt there would be a new beginning and the international would be more involved. America would be more involved. And I call myself more connected. I'm someone who can connect the parties together and basically be a leader for the youth for what they've been crying for years. If you have a population that can't read and write that's been around 200 years, and the majority of the population is a youth population, it's basically modern slavery. Well, they kind of did that to themselves. I mean, they were so busy, like, trying to kill each other and shit, no one ever took the time. They're like, should we learn how to read? And they're like, well, we know numbers, like the 9mm goes into this gun, and the, you know, like, that's all we need to know. I mean, you're gonna read me my rights? We don't have rights here. This is Haiti.
Yeah, no.
You're gonna read my name on the fucking tombstone or what? Like, it doesn't. I don't know. I can't imagine Haitians in Haiti reading much. I mean, just call me crazy. It doesn't seem like something that I would see them doing a whole lot. You know, like, hey man, gonna go sit down by the fire of this house that's burning, and I read this book. Or however they talk there. I don't know. Seems weird. And for me to just sit back, and if you've watched my career, I've been singing about this my entire life. Not just the Haitian cause, whether it's Tibet or human rights, the idea is to not just shame, but to turn it into policy and to really engage in another manner. I always say that Wyclef Jean is not running for the presidency of Haiti. I'm being drafted by the people of Haiti. Then they ask, what? This is great, Haiti has so many problems. Like, what's the population? 8 million? Haiti has 8 million problems. What are your plans to try and overcome some of them? Well, I think the reality of it, to rebuild Haiti is going to take 25 to 30 years. Yeah, that's a lowball estimate. But I think there are issues we can start tackling. The education, the literacy problem, the job creation problem, the agricultural component, not to mention AIDS and any other fucking disease that's running rampant in Haiti. The idea that if everything is being imported, how do we get our export back? National production. These are some of the things that I feel we can start tackling. And when I say job creation, the infrastructure, the reconstruction of Haiti should not only involve international contractors, but there should be local Haitian contractors too. Well, you remember what happened when we let the local Haitian contractors build stuff? They put up fucking shanties with tarps. Not exactly up to code. I mean, yeah. I don't know if... No. I guess if you guys could read, you would be able to read the code, right? Maybe that was the problem. They couldn't read. They're like, I don't know what this is. Let's just build a lean-to.
It's cool.
That way, next earthquake that comes, we can just pick it back up. It's all good. So, I don't know. Best of luck, I guess, to Wyclef. I mean, Haiti will be okay. Haiti's been okay, right? Haiti's fine.
It's Haiti, man.
That's right. It's Haiti, man. Moving on. This is pretty weird. This is kind of a visual. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com when I do them. But here's a link for our live listeners. Look at this baby. Now, it looks like the baby's wearing a mask. It is not. That is the baby's face. Children born with facial deformities are always a sad tale. Whether or not it's something correctable, such as a cleft palate, or something you just have to live with, like Mobius syndrome, it's always gut-wrenching that a poor child has to suffer such a condition.
Ugh.
That is a gift of God.
Once, that is not a gift of God.
No, that is an abomination, and if this was Sparta, ugh, you'd be at the bottom of the fucking cliff.
Yeah.
God. No, I'll wait. Go ahead.
Just put it out of its misery, man. Really? Right? Like, that's disgusting.
One such example is Kang Kang, a 14-month-old born with a transverse facial cleft. What does this mean? I'm glad you asked. It means the baby essentially has a second face. Like, we didn't get the face right the first time, so we tried again. We still are kind of fucked it up, but... hailing from the Hunan province, all signs pointed to a normal, healthy baby for young Yi Xiangyang. But once Kang Kang was born, the truth was revealed. And they said, whoa, put me back in until I'm done cooking. the poor child...
It looks like an outer shell.
It does, dude. It's so weird until you look at this...
Like it's gonna hatch.
But then you look at the side profile and you're like, holy Christ.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
What's wrong with your face?
What kind of drugs did they do when they were pregnant?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's what happens when you eat dog all the time. Yeah. If you eat people, you get the shakes and you turn into one of those weird zombie things from the Book of Eli. When you eat dogs, you give birth to weird baby freaks like this.
That have two faces.
That's right. Kind of. the poor child looks like he's literally wearing a mask due in part to a massive cleft that extends almost all the way up to his ears. Unable to see her son upon birth, the unfortunate mother, who is employed at a company that manufactures electronics in the Guangdong province... Doesn't everybody in China manufacture electronics? Like, that's what they do, right?
Yeah, probably.
And toys that have lead in them and kill our babies. Berger says they're going to worship it and call it a god. Probably. That's usually what happens when little freak...
Yeah.
It's like the mom like needs to feel better about pushing out this weird, nasty abomination. So they're like, it's not an abomination. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that you didn't fucking kill that thing because it's freaking me out. She pleaded and pleaded with her husband to see the newborn after he... and then... Oh, honey, you have to see... Oh, my God! What is it that bad? Honey, I'm going to go down the street and get coffee. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I'm just going to not...
And that was the end of that relationship. Yeah, after finally he handed the child, she broke down into tears. Yeah, you think? No one knows. This is like a samurai in training. Like, all deformed. Has to wear a mask.
It looks like one of those porcelain doll baby things.
Freaky.
The ones that are
doll
creepy.
Doll baby things. Super creepy.
Like, I want to flick it and see if it's hard.
I know! I want to poke it and then kill it. Because
well, like, it doesn't even
gross.
Look like it has eyes, you see?
They're in like, there. They're, like, up in there.
Like, poke into it.
They're Asian, like, though. Their eyes are like that. That's not the deformity, honey.
It's so gross.
You round eye.
Cut that off.
You can. It's the face. Oh, I want to.
Anyway.
I want to, like, do this and, like, hold it up and look underneath it and see
right?
what's under there. Like, what's under there, dude? That's weird. No one knows what causes this unfortunate condition. How about God? Can we say God did that?
No, because he doesn't exist.
Though theories abound, it could be caused by an infection or even frequent drug use by the mother. According to one source, the only drugs the mother took while pregnant were prescribed anti-abortion agents her doctors prescribed. They have anti-abortion agents?
What?
The only drugs the mother took while pregnant were prescribed anti-abortion agents.
I don't understand.
Because the baby was so effed, the mom, like, was gonna abort it, and they're like, you need to take these pills so that you can't.
Like, what?
Anti-abortion, that's weird, I don't know. Sadly, this condition is incredibly expensive to treat, yeah, you think? As ye learned when she took Kang Kang at 20 days old to a hospital in Changsha, the final tally? Around 300 to 400,000 yen, which is approximately $80,000 to $100,000. Yeah. Thanks for those anti-abortion pills, Doc. They really did the trick.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Thankfully, there is a happy ending. Yeah, right. When I close this fucking window.
Yeah.
Christ. As King Kang's family has managed to gather together enough money for treatment at the People's Liberation Army's Military Hospital, pray number 163.
Pray for SIDS.
Fucking that.
Sudden infant death syndrome. Come on.
Pray for a fucking mask or something. That's creepy, dude. That is so creepy. one of the comments down here says, at least it's a baby boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Does it matter?
It's not like he's gonna get laid when he gets older.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I bet that thing could lick some wicked pussy when it gets older. Like, just,
I don't know, man.
Does it have, like, it's got lips here and then lips down there, and then, like, he's got the widest smile ear to ear, literally.
That's gross.
Stop smiling.
I can't help it.
Alright, moving on here. You know how we're trying in this new modern age of ours, we're trying to get rid of having to be so dependent on fossil fuels, because as we know, we're running out of oil, although
right.
By the large, what is that called? The large oil spill. It wasn't really a spill, it was more of an explosion. You wouldn't think so by looking at the Gulf. They plugged that, by the way.
Did they?
Problem solved.
Well,
yeah,
no.
Right? Oh, right.
Did they plug it?
Yeah, it's...
It stopped?
Well, there's a couple theories out there. One theory says that the only reason they were able to plug it is because it was pretty much done spewing oil. Like, they tapped it out. Which...
That's bad.
I can see. But another one said that they used, like, some plumber. He came up with a way to fix it or something, and they tried it, and it worked. But I can see that, like, that was a lot of oil that came out, right?
Yeah,
I can
dude.
See that thing maybe being empty, and yeah. That's how they kept. They're like, they waited 70-some fucking days, and it was empty, and they're like, oh, quick, go cap it now. We fixed it. All
Woo!
Praise BP. All praise, yeah. Berger says, no, scientists say it isn't really plugged. Really?
Huh.
I haven't really been keeping up on it much. I heard Big Mouth talking about it, and I thought that was amusing because they had mentioned that maybe it just ran out and they, you know, capped it. That's awesome, dude. But, yeah, so here we have a vehicle. It's a VW Bug. It was converted by a team of British engineers to be powered by biogas. Now, this Bio Bug, as they call it, do you know what biogas is?
No.
It is basically gas produced from human waste at sewage works across the country. They believe
Ew.
The car... Yeah, right? Can I just take a dump in my car? That's
sure.
Kind of cool.
Yay!
Take a leak in the car and be good to go for another 100 miles?
I guess it's like... Is that like biodiesel? No.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Some people make that.
Biodiesel, it's an organic form of diesel. So
right.
This bio...
And then you
biogas,
can use, like, cooking grease or
right.
Oil or whatever.
But this is... The organic material in this is shit and piss.
Ew.
Instead of...
Canola
what,
oil?
Corn or oil.
That's... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Excuse my face. They believe the car is a viable alternative.
Oh, excuse my
your face.
Sorry.
To electric vehicles. excrement flushed down the lavatories of just 70 homes, okay? 70 houses worth of piss and shit.
Whoa.
Is enough to power the car for 10,000 miles.
Wow.
That's a lot of pee and poo.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pee and poo.
It's a lot of miles.
Berger says, I also just got a letter from BP credit card saying everything they did to fix it. Bunch of BS. Basically saying, please still use our credit card. I know we wrecked most of the Gulf of Mexico and destroyed everyone's lives, but hey, please use our credit card still. Wow, BP. Wow. So yeah, 10,000 miles from... That's crazy. That's cool, I think. This conversion technology has been used in the past, but the Biobug is Britain's first car to run on methane gas without its performance being reduced.
I wonder if it stinks.
Probably.
If, like,
the exhaust pipe is in the shape of a little butthole.
And it goes...
And sometimes it sharts.
Aww.
Hitting the oil slicks.
No, like, I
it's
really
like the
wonder
Spy Hunter
if,
car.
I really wonder if the fuel, like, because they got to do something to it, right? It's not just pure piss and shit, right? Like, do they, I don't know, condense it and, like, liquefy it or, like, mix it with something
well,
else?
Well, I imagine it has to be processed some sort. I'm, like I said, you're probably not gonna go take a dump in your car's fuel and be good to go for another 100 miles.
No, that...
So, I would imagine, it's got to be processed some way. They said,
and so I wonder if the fuel actually stinks like piss and
by
shit.
By the time it's... Right, by the time it's done being processed. I
wouldn't be taking no bitches out for a ride in my shitty-smelling
right? Like,
car.
Oh, you're so eco-aware. What's that smell? That's me being eco-aware. Do you smell that? That's my eco-awareness.
Oh, hey, don't flush that. I'll use that.
Yeah, we don't poo or pee in the toilet anymore. Just, we have a bag here. Yeah, I'm leaving. Take me home. Actually, never mind. I'll get a cab. This thing can power a conventional 2-liter VW Beetle convertible to 114 miles an hour. Mohammed Sadiq of sustainable energy firm Genco, which developed the prototype, claimed that drivers, quote, won't know the difference. What's that smell? What's that smell? he said, quote, previously the gas hasn't been clean enough to fuel motor vehicles without affecting its performance. However, through using the latest technology, our Biobug drives like any conventional car, and what's more, it uses sustainable fuel. That's true. We will always be pooping and peeing. Always.
Yeah.
You
Unless
can count
we
on that.
Go extinct.
Death
and, we won't
and
eat
taxes.
Cars.
Death and taxes and us pooping and peeing. We're good. The Biobug is a conventional 2-liter VW Beetle convertible, which has been modified to run on both conventional fuel and compressed methane gas. The car is started using unleaded petrol, but automatically switches to methane when the engine is up to temperature. If the methane tank runs out of the Biobug, it reverts back to the petrol. Around 18 million cubic meters of biogas is produced from human waste every year at Wessex Water Sewage Treatment Works in Avonmouth, Bristol. So that's that much just from one place. Like, if you can imagine each town or city or whatever taking all of their waste and, you know, putting it somewhere for use in these, like, that could be a very sustainable way for us to power our vehicles, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
As long as it doesn't smell like poop.
As long as it doesn't, that's our one. We're going to keep on destroying the environment until you can make that not stink like shit.
Exactly.
Like, we're all about being eco-friendly, but if it stinks, uh-uh. Sorry, dude. The nose always knows, and it says no. The gas is generated through anaerobic digestion, where bugs, which are starved of oxygen, break down biodegradable material to produce the methane. However, before the gas can be used to power vehicles, it must undergo biogas upgrading, where the carbon dioxide is removed to improve performance. The Biobug does 5.3 miles per cubic meter of biogas, which means that just one sewage works could power 95,400,000 miles per year, saving 19,000 tons of CO2.
Now, that's amazing, dude. If it would run better in your engines and everything, you know.
Like diarrhea as opposed to solid poo, or like Mexican food poo as opposed to like, the beer shits, or what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, like, you know, the difference between regular unleaded to octane.
The engine itself.
Right. Like, what is the wear and tear on the vehicle itself?
Engine, I'd be interested to see. Yeah. I mean, it's still new, so they haven't really tested it yet, but it sounds like they're getting it dialed in pretty good. Lord Rupert Redsdale, chairman of the Anaerobic Digestion and Biogas Association, believes that the biobug could prove to be the future of green motoring. Well, brown motoring. I mean, am I right or am I right? It's not green. Well, unless it's diarrhea, cha-cha-cha, then it would be green.
Well,
or baby shit. Baby shit's green.
If you drink a crap ton of the green NyQuil.
Ah, that too.
Mine was pretty green.
That is green.
It's gross.
Okay. He said, quote, "This is a very exciting and forward-thinking project demonstrating the myriad benefits of anaerobic digestion. Biomethane cars could be just as important as electric cars, and the water regulator of what should promote the generation of as much biogas as possible through sewage works in the fight against climate change." So, I think that's a great idea, honestly. If they can, like I said, if they can get it to not stink and to be cost-effective, like, I don't want to have to pay $1 million to change my Subaru into something that runs on my own shit. And, you know, it depends on how, what the process is for these sewage plants. Like, what they have to retrofit in order to start doing this and storing it and all that. But I don't know, man. I think the more they work on it, this is definitely better than electricity, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds like you get way better mileage. Gas mileage. Come on. Anyway, moving on. This is kind of effed up. Medford, Oregon. A Palm Street man told police he was up all night. Okay, I'm so tired. No, I'm not tired, because you know what I was doing? I was up all night reading the Bible and taking methamphetamine.
Woo!
Wait, you're reading the... Wait, say that last part again? No, I was reading the Bible, you know, the Lord's Word, and doing meth.
Well,
meth.
If meth is anything like coke or like Ritalin or something, it's got to get you really into something, so I bet you he was really bored, and the Bible was there, and he just got really into it.
Yeah, I've read the Bible before. I don't care how high I am, I'm not going to get into that. Like, as even just from a book standpoint, from a fictional or even a nonfiction historical book standpoint, it's not that interesting, really. Burger says, meth? I called it. Yeah, dude, fucking meth. Before he gave his neighbors a wake-up call Thursday morning with a chainsaw, cutting down trees planted in a city revitalization project. You were fucked up on meth, you read the Bible, and then you're like, oh, the sun's coming up, I'm gonna go cut down these trees the city just planted. What a dick.
What the fuck, man?
The Bible, God told me to. Those trees, they were Satan. Hail Satan! After being jailed Thursday, the man was identified as an illegal alien. Where did you get meth and a chainsaw, Mr. Illegal Alien? Good thing this wasn't Arizona. You'd be effed. Medford police responded to a call of a man cutting down trees with a chainsaw around 8 a.m. Thursday morning and ended up arresting him after he confronted the arriving officers with his fucking chainsaw. Fuck yeah. Police say he put the chainsaw down and fought with them before being taken into custody. Two officers were injured in the fracas. You don't fuck with somebody on meth, man. You tase first, ask questions later.
Don't even ask questions.
I just tase him.
Just tase.
He was on meth, clearly. Look at him. Have you seen this guy? He's on meth. And the Bible.
Ooh, meth.
He's on the Bible. And
on
meth.
The Bible. And
he's
meth.
On
the
Bible.
Worst two drugs ever.
He's on the Bible with a side order of meth. Police took 33-year-old Valentin Gomez Romero of into custody. He said that he told police he had been up all night reading the Bible and taking methamphetamine before his morning tree trimming work. Neighbor Colleen Kingsley said, quote, "There's never been any conflict, so he's decent guy." Two officers were transported to a local hospital. One suffered a knee injury, and the other received cuts on his hand. Gomez Romero was treated and released from a local hospital before being taken to the jail. Charges?
What is that?
That must be... I thought we had a phone call.
I thought so too, but it was outside.
Okay. Huh? That was weird. Tripping me out. So he's charged with resisting arrest, first degree criminal mischief, and two counts of assaulting an officer. He did $5,000 worth of damage to the trees that the city just got done planting. That's so fucked. Like, on top of that, I read the Bible, and it just totally made me want to go cut down trees with this chainsaw. Like, how do you go from doing meth and reading the Bible to cutting down trees the city just planted?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
You just feel like it.
Burger says, my roommate loves doing crossword puzzles on meth. Don't think the taser has any effect on people on meth. Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
They're probably like, woo! Yeah!
Normally, people who get tased, they like hit the floor and piss and shit themselves. Personal meth is just like,
hit me again.
God.
All right. Moving on here. A Turkish migrant arrested in New Zealand for allegedly beating his wife, allegedly, says police failed to understand that the couple, they were simply engaging in a lively traditional dance.
Oh, really?
The same old song and dance where she back talks and I punch her in the face.
Was it the mamushka? Did he try to make her swallow a sword?
He should have. When Alatin Khan, a kebab shop owner, appeared in court on Thursday, a judge adjourned the case and ordered police to watch a DVD of dancers performing the kolbasti. K-O-L-B-A-S-T-I. Kolbasti?
Kolbasti.
Then decide whether to drop the charge against him. Officers were called after a passerby reported seeing Mr. Khan, hitting, kicking, and strangling his wife during a fracas in a car park outside their shop. What are you doing? No, this is a dance. I'm dancing. We're dancing. I'm leading. She's getting punched in the face. No, I didn't strangle her.
She's following my lead.
We were dancing. We were dancing the night away. After Mr. Khan had entered a... I love that. Khan. Your last name is Khan? Really? I'm sorry. After Mr. Khan had entered... Are you kidding me? Can? Mr. Can? This is my wife, Miss...
Come on, dude. You're stuck on it.
After Mr. Can had entered a plea of not guilty to the charge of male assaults female, defense counsel produced the DVD in evidence. Outside the court, in the small North Island town of Hawara, Mr. Can said... he said his wife, and their two teenage children had been celebrating an exceptionally profitable lunchtime shift in their high street kebab shop. Leaping around, their celebration spilled out from the kitchen into the car park. The frenetic dance, which originated back in the 30s, you know, when it was okay to beat your wife, involves simulated fighting with much arm throwing, slapping, and wrestling moves that include headlocks. Quote, we're always dancing, Mr. Khan said.
Oh, okay.
We're always, you know.
Always beating the shit out of each other.
You know that dance that involves fighting and arm throwing and slapping and wrestling? We're always dancing. Quote, I'm happy to dance with my wife and my family. What's wrong with that? My wife was nervous and confused when police came, he said. Her English, no good. If English was good, no case. Your English is not very good either, Mr. Khan. Kolbasti was born in the Black Sea port of Trabzon in the northeast of Turkey and has gained popularity across the country in the decades since. The dance is said to have been devised. Are you ready for this? This explains it all. Ready?
I'm ready.
The dance is said to have been devised by the city's drunks who are regularly beating their wives and families, of course, who are regularly rounded up by the nightly police patrols, and the lyrics include the words, "They came, they caught us, they beat us."
Oh, wow, dude. Wow. They came, they caught us, they beat us.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Oh,
fuck yeah.
God.
That's your dance? Really? Popular at weddings when large numbers of people join in.
Popular like, at weddings?
Right, yeah. I love you, honey.
That's called a mosh pit, okay?
I know.
What the F? That's called slam dancing?
Slam dance. That's called I hate you and I'm gonna punch you until you die. Large numbers of people join in and dance until the fast-paced music stops. It's also a favorite of young men who like to show off in front of girls. Leave it up to drunks to make a dance that looks like you're beating the shit out of your wife. That is amazing to me. I love that. The name Kolbasti translates as caught red-handed by the police. Mrs. Can saw the irony. Quote, "My husband is a good man," she said in her broken English. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm sorry. A dance created by drunks that mimics fighting with your wife. I love that. So.
Maybe we should do that. We should just, you want to learn how to dance, baby?
You want to learn how to dance? You want to learn how to get your fucking ass beat? All right, moving on. Let's talk about some bondage here. Kevin Kirkland, he is a 44-year-old. He had an interest in bondage. He tied himself to a tree in Newport by his wrists, but the slip knots had jammed, and it was told he died of hypothermia and blood loss after cutting his wrist by accident trying to escape. Now, you're into bondage.
Oh, yeah.
And you're gonna... Isn't bondage done with two people usually, like, just
yeah.
in case? I can't see, like, being into bondage and, like, tie... Like, I would tie myself up and be like, oh.
Now, dudes...
Shit. Now I'm stuck.
Well, like, dudes that are into bondage and do things by themselves when they're jerking it usually take a belt and, like, put it around their neck and,
right.
like...
That's autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, grab it with your mouth
I'm
or
thinking,
something,
though,
or...
you're into this and you tie yourself up. That's where it stops. Now you're tied up
now
and
you
can't
you
move. Yeah, what do you do now? Struggle to escape? That's the fun part. What a fucking idiot.
Burger says, I bet Danny likes to be choked.
Yeah, you've been kind of into that lately.
I love it.
Love that shit.
I love
shit.
It.
I love it, too.
It's hot.
Because inside I'm like, this is for that, and this is for that, and then you, yeah, I love it. Getting so hot!
I don't know. I like to be dominated.
Fucking A.
It's nice.
Call me the dominator.
I like to be rough in the bedroom. So.
That's cool. But sometimes I like to be a little
I
dominated,
you sometimes.
But I'm not into being choked that much. And I really don't.
See, I like it. And I want
like
to do it.
Really?
I want to choke you all the time. All
right. Well, if I start dancing with you, you'll know you did it too hard.
No, because see, I choke you, but I do it really lightly. I just put my hand on your throat because like, I don't want to freak you out.
Some girls like it around the throat, but I've noticed a lot of other girls don't like that, but they like the pressure on their chest.
Huh.
Rather, because sometimes when you squeeze here, it really will hurt your throat. So you can get the same effect done by putting your hands there, but then just pushing down on the chest instead of actually strangling the shit out of the bitch.
Because
then, you know, it goes too far, you gotta go dig another hole, and then it's a hole to do. Mr. Kirkland was pronounced dead in the hospital, and totally embarrassed. I was told he had been out drinking. Oh, really? He said goodbye to his friends, and that was the last they saw of him. He lived alone. He was found after, in the morning, tied to a tree wearing only socks and boots by someone walking a dog. Puss in boots, you fuck. I was told he was taken to the Princess Royal Hospital, and after attempts to resuscitate him, he was pronounced dead. Accidental death. His family said in a statement, quote, "His death has left a huge gap in our lives, and he will be in our hearts and thoughts always."
Aww.
He was into some freaky shit. You did it wrong, though, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, you tied yourself up, and then you're like, oh, shit. I didn't think that through very well.
Obviously.
What the fuck? Oh, man. All right. I got another, so probably maybe be the last one. If not, I got one more story after this. This is interesting. Oshakati.
What?
The police in the north, Oshakati, here, I'm going to say Nambia, I don't know. Anyway, they arrested a woman in her 50s for allegedly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Burning and slashing two boys' private parts. They're Howard Stern private parts. Burned them, slashed them. According to the woman's neighbor, the boys had their private parts cut with a knife. They were also burned with firewood on the blank. Where did she burn them? She cut their privates and then burned them. It's a planet. Uranus.
What?
She burned them with firewood on the anus. On and or around the anus.
Wow, dude.
The woman from Oshali Village in Endola constituency of... Are you kidding? Ohangawena? Ohangawanga region. Allegedly tortured the two young boys after it was reported to her that they were caught in an act of sodomy. Up the butt.
Cake
is what sodomy is.
And sodomy.
I am the god of fuck.
I am.
Yeah, the boys were allegedly caught by the accused's sister, who later informed the accused about the alleged sodomy. According to one source, one of the boys is the accused's son, while the other boy is the neighbor.
Ooh,
getting juicy. When the accused learned about the alleged sodomy, she allegedly informed other family members in the house to help her catch the boys because she wanted to, quote, teach them a lesson. And as we all know from listening to The Jam Hole, when you, quote, teach someone a lesson, that means in the butt.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
What?
In the butt. I taught you a lesson the other night.
You did.
Fucking A.
You did.
Yeah, so she, when the other family members refuse, they're like, no, we're not going to teach them anything. She decided to do everything on her own. She allegedly cut each child's tip of the penis and then burned the wounds. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Oh, man, that made my little dick quiver. She allegedly further inserted a piece of burning firewood in each of the boys' anus.
Burn, baby, burn. You're on fire.
Oh, up the butt with a fuck, dude.
Oh, God. Why would
but
you...
in the... Oh,
how old
man.
Are these kids?
It doesn't say. I'm going to say she's in her 50s. So I'm going to guess they're saying boys probably under 20. Oh, here we go. 7 and 8.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, dude. Wow, right?
They haven't even got a chance to use those things yet.
Oh, well, they had a chance to use them, but not, you know. They said the woman was arrested at the Oshakati Intermediate Hospital after police spotted the two boys, aged 7 and 8, being treated for burns on their buttocks.
On their buttocks?
On their buttocks. They said the mother of the child brought the children to the hospital and was questioned by the police. She confirmed that the accused was responsible for the injuries sustained on the boys. On my boys here. You injured my boys, man. Fuck.
God, dude.
A fucking burning piece of wood up the... Jesus, dude. Would you rather have a burning log crammed up your ass or a taser, like a cattle prod, up the butt and then... Hit me with it.
Burning log. Burning
really?
Log, yeah.
I'd almost have to go with the electricity, because the burning log is going to do some massive damage. The electricity is going to shock the shit out of you.
You're going to have electrical burns.
Shock the shit out of you.
Your intestines
Hold
are...
On. It's going
God
to...
God damn it.
Okay, what?
Your intestines are sensitive as it is, dude. If you put a taser up there, you're going to have electrical burns on your fucking shit. Also, okay, so you're gonna get burned.
No, not the kind that shoot. I'm saying a cattle prod shaped like a dildo with the two little.
Yeah,
right.
You're still gonna have electrical burns.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to put that to the test? How bad do you like it up the butt.
Not that bad.
Not that bad, no. Yeah, so that's pretty wicked. She then laid charges with the police woman and child protection unit at the Oshakati Intermediate Hospital. The accused then handed herself over to the cops. So, quote, "We don't really know why she withdrew the case. All we know is that the case was withdrawn at the court." Wow, that's weird. Like, the mother withdrew the charges. The complaint.
She's like, oh, never mind.
Never mind. Right. They're a little... She probably caught them, like, fingering each other's butts. She was like, God damn it. You just... you never learn, do you? You just never learn.
Something had to have happened to get her to change her mind. Because if that was my son, you know, and I was actually, you know, like a caring parent and shit.
Yeah, right?
Like, and if somebody did that to my kid.
That's, yeah.
Or like, imagine if somebody did that to you. What would your fucking parents do?
Probably
go kill
them.
A bitch.
They'd go kill a bitch. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude, you don't fucking just drop that shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And the last story for tonight here, broken desperate. This is New Zealand we're talking. Tania Aziz devised a plan to seriously...
Aziz?
A-Z-I-Z.
Aziz. Aziz, light!
Aziz.
Sorry, I just...
What?
Yeah, Fifth Element.
Yeah, yeah,
and I
okay.
just, it just like, I was like, Aziz?
What?
Oh my God.
What? You okay?
What? In the butt.
She devised a plan to seriously injure her boss. With him in the hospital, she could take over his kebab shop lease and wipe out her debts. So, she hired a hitman. Not Hitman 2, just a hitman. Now, your master plan is to, I'm gonna get you put in the hospital so I can take over the kebab shop. Yeah, you're making so much money selling kebabs, really? The bashing that followed left Brian Johnson at death's door, his brain injured, and his pulverized face unrecognizable.
Nice.
It took 16...
All over some kebab.
All over some kebab. It took...
People are so stupid.
It took 16 hours of surgery to rebuild his face. In the High Court at Auckland...
You get that out?
Yeah. On
Auckland.
Auckland. I'm sorry. On Auckland yesterday, Justice Rebecca Ellis sentenced the 28-year-old mother of a 4-year-old boy to 7 years in prison for her role
Later.
In the assault. She ordered that Aziz serve a minimum 3.5 years. Quote, "I don't consider the normal parole period 2 years sufficient for the harm you have done.
Aziz! Light!
You have caused him to lose everything. Mr. Johnson, now lives in Australia, is permanently disfigured, has memory loss caused by his brain injuries, and cannot smell or taste."
Now, what about the hitman?
I don't know.
They catch him?
Probably. But could you go through
life... What about the kebab shop? Who's running that now?
Not him. Probably
not her.
No, not her.
Not her.
She's running the jail kebab shop, if you know what I mean. Could you imagine, though, going through life not being able to smell or taste?
That would suck balls.
You could drive the bio bug, not even worry about it.
Yeah. You could be one of those really creepy, kinky fuckers that, like, eat shit.
Yeah, right?
You're like, it doesn't bug me.
Circus freak style?
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah, fuck
it's
it.
A good idea.
You should call
this guy and be like, hey, we have an idea.
You know, like, what was that show that they made you eat bugs and stuff?
Fear Factor?
Yeah, Fear Factor. Yeah. How much easier would that be?
Oh, yeah, I would win all that shit. I'm blind, I can't smell or taste, I don't give a fuck. I got my face back. And I have memory loss, so I'm probably not even going to remember this shit.
When I throw up a bug later, I guess it might jar something.
Weird. I don't know. Why do I have $1 million in my pocket?
Sweet.
Jackpot.
I'm going to go find a cure for all this stuff now.
Yeah, it's called cocaine and hookers. caused him to lose everything. Unsuccessful surgery to his right eye has affected his sight, and parts of his face are numb. Speaking from Sydney yesterday, he expressed his disgust at the term. Quote, "She should have been sentenced to go to jail for a long time," he said. "I almost died, and all she gets is 7 years? I'm very angry." That is fucked up. Like,
yeah.
And it wasn't even a good reason. Like, you fucked up your life so bad that you're in all this debt. So you're going to hire a hitman, which I don't even know where you got the fucking money from to do that in the first place. Like, you put the hitman on layaway or some bullshit. And then you totally destroyed this guy's life. Like, you should have killed him. I would rather be killed than have to live with a pulverized, unrecognizable face, no taste, no smell, barely see, can't remember, fuck all. Like, what? Yeah. That sucks, dude.
That's a really crappy hitman, because obviously it was supposed to kill him.
Yeah, that too, right? Where the fuck, what was his
you
deal?
You are fired, sir.
You're all fired. Should have went with Hitman too. Fuck. The prosecutor said the former takeaway store owner lost everything. His physical prowess, his mental normality, his marriage, his business, his friends. And now he has left the country, she told the court. Aziz sat in the dock with her head down, crying, heavy eye makeup running down her face, of course, like a good whore. Her mother and brother were her sole supporters in the public gallery, showing no emotion as they sat in the back row. Justice Ellis said Aziz had wanted her boss hurt, and she didn't care how. The judge placed little importance on Aziz's claims of sexual harassment. Yeah, I've seen your picture. I'm gonna call bullshit. You've never been sexually harassed in your life. And if you were, you liked it. Because that was the first and probably last time that's ever happened or going to happen. Quote, I do not think you... So yeah, she didn't want him killed then. She hired a hitman to just beat his fucking ass and put him in the hospital so she could run the kebab stand. Quote, I don't think you cared how that beating was achieved or how many people it took, and the reality is, without you there would have been no attack at all. Absolutely. The guy took over the business from its previous owners the previous May and kept Aziz and her husband on as workers. 3 minutes later, as he turned the key in the lock, two men punched and kicked him to the floor. Another man then emerged from the liquor store across the road. This was the hired hitman. She paid $3,000, and he knew the guy. He hit it first because he knew Mr. Johnson. Every time Mr. Johnson tried to stand, he was knocked back down and punched, kicked, and stomped. excuse me. While another man acted as a lookout, the trio allegedly attacked Mr. Johnson all at once in the kitchen, giving him a beating. Medical experts were amazed he survived. A computer hard drive containing in-store security camera images was ripped out, and $300 was taken from Mr. Johnson's pocket and $200 from the till. He was left unconscious, bleeding profusely from the head. Aziz's lawyer, Luis Fryer, said her client was a changed woman since going to prison in 08. Clearly. Quote, she is somewhat of a broken woman. Clearly. She is very remorseful. She can't put the clock back, she said. Aziz had written to Mr. Johnson and offered to meet him. The justice was not having that. He says, quote, in some ways, those letters and offer only increase my mystification as to how you came to be the person behind such a vicious and premeditated attack. Five men face charges in relation to the bashing and are to appear in court by the end of the year. So... some more effed up junk every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Fucking A.
We tell you all about it. We poke a little fun at it. And we all sit back and breathe a gigantic sigh of relief that, hey.
Our lives aren't that fucked
better,
up.
Better them than us.
Fucking A.
Fucking absolutely.
Makes me feel a little bit better about my life every time I come on and do this show.
I know, doesn't it?
A little bit.
It's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice.
Like, you know absolutely. What?
At least I'm not that bitch.
That's right. So, all right. Well, anything else before we?
Not really.
Call it the night here.
Fucking. I'm glad we're back together.
Me too.
I missed you.
I missed you
a lot.
I love you.
And I do love you. I love you very, very much.
Awesome. Good to know.
I'm very happy to be with you.
Are you happy?
Very happy.
Good. All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Poke around on the site. There's all sorts of cool stuff on there you can find. 406-204-4687. You can always call the live show line, leave us messages. September 25th, remember, episode 404, not found in 406, our live audience party, second annual. You can text me, 406-848-1739, one sex. If you have any questions, anything like that, follow us on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter/Facebook/Danny. That's her Twitter. Join the Facebook group and RSVP for the event. It's going to be a good time. Remember, come for the week. Stay for the Hot Box Roach Market on the 18th if you can. If not, definitely be down here by the 23rd. We're going to go camping that night and the 24th, and then Saturday will be the live party. So, yeah, we'll see you guys on Monday. We'll see you all tomorrow for another episode of the Hotbox Podcast. If you guys like weed, hotboxpodcast.com. And, yeah, other than that, we'll see you for the Jam Hole back here on Monday. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.